All right, Justin Hill. Hey,
he always wants you to take it off.
You're a Pacific Northwest guy, so I mean, does that matter though? Does that matter for you tonight?
Nothing matters in a mud race. You know, you just need to shoot. I don't know what you need to truthfully do. Staying up like tonight was impressive. Like AP rode awesome, yeah. And I think he just made the adjustment in his mind that he was going to try to ride it like a dry track, and we were all trying to ride it like a mud track. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really what it was. Like, and then Anderson did the same thing, but he kind of bit him, like he crashed. But I was just trying to stay up and hope that everybody else didn't, which is normally the strategy in mud.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just a middle of the road race. Like I didn't, you know, nobody did anything catastrophic, so yeah. My plan didn't work out very good. You know, I ended up ninth, so it was not the best night. But it's you know, you just never know. Like. You have no idea.
Right. You know. Well, they cut the main by quite a bit, and a few guys I talked to are like, I think it was a little short. I mean, I know what they're trying to do, but,
yeah.
You know, there wasn't a whole lot of time to do much once you come around the first turn in mid-pack.
Right. I mean, I was physically prepared to go 15 minutes, and I think that could have played in my favor because I was staying consistent. I was figuring things out. I mean, I started jumping stuff on the last lap. I started to figure the track out. So a 15-minute moto would have for sure helped me. But it's, you know, on maybe another night it wouldn't have, so you can't really,
yeah.
it's up to the top dogs. Mike Pelletier is a smart guy, and I trust what they want to do. Most of the time they make such good decisions for the most part that it's hard to say, you know, we shouldn't have done that, because it's like, especially in the rain with the weather like this, and like their thing was that it was supposed to start raining harder at a certain point, and they were trying to get it through so that we didn't get that, because they wouldn't have been able to. I mean, I can't even imagine them being able to tear the track out of there right now.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, how are they even going to get it out of there? Slide it out on the plywood?
Right.
Like, it's nuts.
As a racer, are you babying your bike at all out there? Are you trying to think about that in the back of your head? Hey, stay off the clutch. Hey, ride in the taller gear. Does that come to your mind?
All the way up until you get cross-roaded, and then you just have to drop the hammer and hope you don't die. Yeah,
right.
Like, yeah, that's you're hoping that you can try to conserve the bike, because it is. You can feel that it's getting hot. You can feel that it's struggling. You can feel that it's definitely looking for power and being drugged down heavily. So the bike is towing more weight than usual, which is hard on it. And but all the way up until you're got one tire in one rut and one tire in another rut, and you're going a different direction than either tire is going. That's all the way up until that point. Then you can't do anything about it. Like,
so for the record, your Rob Henderson suspension worked fantastic tonight.
Who's that?
I don't know. All right, thanks, Justin.